9 minutes to 8 on the Summer Breakfast Club. Glenn McFarlane and Jack Heaver, our second last day together. And then we hand the reins back to Adam White and the coach of the Carlton Footy Club on Monday.
Yes, we do. Half will be back. And will he be happy? That's going to be the interesting scenario.
I don't know. Let's ask Lucy McAvoy, one of the stars of the Blues, who joins us here on the Summer Breakfast Club. The 2022 AFLW season is upon us. The Blues take on Brisbane this Saturday in Maroochydore. You can watch the action on Fox Footy from 10 past 5. Lucy, good morning. Was Coach Harford happy after the weekend?
Morning, guys. How are you going? Unfortunately, not for us. Except he's a happy man most of the time, so he gets over it pretty quick. And I think we kind of need to after round one and just get our butts moving into round two, really. So he was disappointed initially, but Harford is a pretty joyous man and he's back to his normal self, which is good.
Yeah, Lucy, I've never seen him grumpy in that sense, which is amazing for a guy who gets up as early as he does most weeks. Can he get a little bit grumpy as well? And is that the way you're handling this, the round one loss to Collingwood, just in a sense, not to bin it, but to learn from it in a different way? And maybe, as he said after the game, that the adrenaline rush early of that first game can sometimes cause about some kicking inefficiency and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, exactly right. It was a hot start against the Pies. And I was actually surprised. I thought he would get a little bit more grumpy, to be honest. I think sometimes he's probably too nice. I'm used to getting a spray from previous coaches, and he doesn't often give them. And I think maybe you should bring that out a bit more. But, we will sort of just look at the Collingwood game as sort of a rusty start in a way. We just couldn't get our ball movement going and obviously some costly mistakes. But we've moved past it pretty quick. You can't dwell on those sorts of things. It's either going to make or break us. So if we bounce back to round two this weekend, we think our game plan, if we can put it together, is going to be really exciting and it can take it up to the best in the comp.
Was it just a case when you broke it down, Lucy, there were a few turnovers that resulted directly in goals to Collingwood? Was that one of the biggest issues, just the fact that you probably made too many mistakes in the wrong part of the ground?
Yeah, obviously they don't help, do they? Particularly when you've got momentum going your way and they can be pretty costly and turn momentum, as we saw at the end of the second quarter. And on top of that, again, it was probably more so our ball movement that we couldn't get it going. We'd just kick it high and long into their defenders, the Slasher and Livingston, who just, I don't know how many intercept marks they had between them, but it was too many, that's for sure. I suppose looking into round two, it's probably just being more disciplined, giving away free kicks and that sort of thing.
This is obviously your third season. The rise and rise of AFLW, have you noticed the change since you first came into it and just the skill level and the actual pressure level that you got in the competition at the moment?
Absolutely. I think, obviously, your first year, everything's such a big step up. But even coming into round one on the weekend, the pressure in the first 10 minutes of the game, I was cooked. I was asking for the bench. It's certainly taken to another level. And with new draftees, and we had, I think, 5 debut for us on the weekend, the skill level of, Courtney Jones, who was one of our debutants, she was amazing. And as you can tell, she's got one of the best kicks in the league. She was incredible. Annie Lee as well. Her skill set is through the roof. And it's great to see, the girls have played footy now since they were in Auskick, and it's showing off, which is great to see.
Lucy, there's a lot of talk at the moment about when the AFL is going to take the next step and turn it into more than a part-time role for you guys and girls, and to turn it into a full-blown competition. I know Libby Birch from the D's has written an article yesterday in The Age about it. Do you, as someone who's come through the system now and was drafted a couple of years ago, do you feel like it's getting closer? Do you certainly think it's something that in your career that you'll get to experience?
Fingers crossed. I think it's definitely a possibility. As you can see, the comp was moved forward a few years and it's now ahead of where it would be if they had started when they said they would. And I think it's not too far away. Obviously, we have the new CBA coming in next season, which has to be negotiated between the players and the AFL, which will be interesting to see how that pans out. I don't think it'll happen in the next couple of years going full-time, but I certainly think it's on the cards. I would say probably in the next 5 to 6 years, I think.
Lucy, I wanted to ask you about your love of the Blues and whether that stems from your father. I didn't realise that your dad, Philip, played 50 games of reserves for the Blues, 1979 to 81, which was the vintage year. How close did he come to a senior game?
I don't think he was close at all, if I'm being honest.
Well, it was a pretty good side back then. They won two flags in that period, so not that close.
No, unfortunately not. He'll probably hate me for saying that, but his nickname was Slacker for a reason. He was more in it for the social side, I think.
I think there was a fair bit of social side of things with the Blues there as well. Just on Grace Egan, can you give us an update? I mean, everyone sort of looked at the incident and how courageous she was, and how is she placed at the moment?
Yeah, unfortunately for Grace, she's fractured two ribs, I think it was, and a punctured lung.
So wow.
Pretty decent damage, and I think it's 4 to 6 weeks, her timeline. So she thinks she's going to get back sooner, but she's still in a little bit of pain. But she's resting up pretty well at home. Popped her head in at training Tuesday night, and she was in good spirits. So fingers crossed she can have a speedy recovery, because she'll be a big loss for us, and we need her back as soon as possible.
Lucy, what do you expect from Brisbane on the weekend? They found the going pretty tough against the Adelaide Crows. I think a few teams might find the going tough against the Crows, but they've got a few injury concerns of their own right now.
Yeah, obviously with Kate Luckins going down and Dakota Davidson, I think they're in a little bit of a vulnerable position. But in saying that, they're the reigning premiers, and they're the reigning premiers for a reason. And I don't think losing two players will affect them too much. We just have to play our best footy to beat them. I think you probably can't read too much into their round one loss. There was a few teams that probably played nowhere near their best footy, and they'll be ready to bounce back against us on Saturday night. So I think it'll be a good battle. It'll be a good test for us as well to see where we're at, obviously coming off the loss in round one.
Looking forward to it. And I'm sure you are too. 5:10 on Fox Footy as the Blues take on Brisbane on Saturday in Maroochydore. Lucy, thanks so much for joining us. Great to chat.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Lucy McAvoy from the Blues.
Yeah, she's exciting to watch. Kick the first goal. She's a star. But Half, she thinks Half might need to get a little bit angry.
I don't think he's got it in.
I don't think he has.
He?
No, he's a calm, and this is the new age coach, the calm coach. That's what you need. And I wouldn't have been too calm after watching that. But I wasn't a calm coach. I was a pretty bad coach.
You were a junior level. Coach, weren't you?
Yeah. I was, but I wasn't that calm. I think I probably should have been more calm.
Were you a serious coach?
I took it too seriously a little. I look back in hindsight and say, what am I doing?
What did your young bloke say?
No, he was okay with it. He was okay with it. But no, he was fine. But yeah, I tried to get the boys, I tried to rip all the inspirational speeches off the great movies, and it didn't quite work. But anyway, it was fun.
We had a junior coach. My old man coached us from 10s to 14s. He was outstanding. Yeah. And then last 2 years, he changed over. We had a coach who we got done in a semi, and we had to play a prelim to make the grand final under 16s. And he went and got these big pictures and put them all over the change room walls of a crayfish.
Oh, no.
And explained to us that a crayfish was, you know, no guts, basically. Problem was, none of us understood what it meant.
I think I did a little.
He understood what it meant, but we were like, why is there crayfish on the wall?
Push the rock, boys. Push the rock. And they think, what rock? They're talking about what rock?
It didn't work.
Fun and games,
It didn't work. We're going to talk cricket up next. Henry Moran from the BBC will join us.